welcome to No Gods, No Mayors, the podcast where we allow the celestial movements of the Mayor Taculus to whisper to us a new story every week to tell you.
That's right.
Sometimes the Mayor Taculus whispers to us a little story to tell before the big story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am Riley. I'm your mayor for this episode. I'm joined by my co-mayors, my deputy mayors, Maddie and November. Hi,
Hello.
Maddie and November.
Hi. You know how I didn't have to add IE to my name in order to make it a woman's name.
I'm actually, I was adding IE to the word hi to pronounce it femininely. Hi. Hi.
Alaska Thunderfuck?
Yeah. So, today.
It's just Alaska now for legal reasons.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
The Mayor Taculus has, it has spun its celestial tune. And I have listened. You know, spinning a tune. When you spin a tune,
the spiders at the mayor Taculus have woven their web.
Woven. I would hate to have my web woven.
Was the ski dude there? Yeah.
Well, I said web, so it's, yeah. It's we're all idiots, right?
Verily, his web was woven.
I think we should be clear that we're all people of oaf experience.
Look, we're gonna do John Fetterman on a the Mayor Taculus has previewed us that we're gonna do John Fetterman in an upcoming episode.
Yes.
And safe to say that we've been having an oaf contest, and we're not gonna tell you what that means between the three of us.
It's who can look at the most oaves without jacking off.
Oh, the jacking oaf.
Yeah, without being the jacking oaf. You'd hate to be the jacking oaf who then is like sent to the town square to lumber around. No. He said to the jacking oaf is sent to the town square.
I just literally spit out my seltzer all over myself.
No, the jacking oaf is sent to the town square to dance to 1980s house music. A little house music joke for those of you who can't stomach techno. No, we're talking today. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you guys had like a hierarchy amongst yourselves, but that's cool, I guess.
You know, there's a little, you know.
It's like how when Nate talks about like paratrooper shit, and it's like, no, you're all insane to me.
Yeah, it's like when someone's like, you know, a Methodist is a Baptist that went to college. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is all the same to me.
Okay, now this is hitting a little close to home. I'll fully make Methodist jokes.
Okay, I don't even know if I got that one right. I was just...
Yeah, you did. You
okay,
did.
It was just like the shape of a joke that's been told to me. I couldn't remember the details.
It's the kind of shit that like most of the humor in Catch 22 is, and then nobody remembers that part. They remember the good parts.
Mm. They remember like the all the great jokes about the egg syndicate that really inspired a young Riley.
It's time for a critical reappraisal of Catch 22. I think we can say that.
If only there was some kind of a podcast within a podcast that two of us did that sort of read and talked about books.
Yeah, you need to finish the fucking.
I'm so close to being done, M7 of the Century. But we're talking about mayors today. Talking about mayors. We're talking about Francis Suarez. Famously known as the Bitcoin mayor of Miami.
Mayor Bitcoin.
However, before we do that, I sometimes will check on a little... I'll check a few Googles before we start. Stuff like mayor DUI, mayor fistfight.
Mm-hmm. I like to do embattled mayor. That's one of my favorites.
Today I said, hey, what about mayor karate? And
because, of course, of Gabe announcements.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's exactly why. So this is
the inventor of Mayor Kata.
He imagines all the different positions that a mayor could take in his head before a fight.
So
the way of the mayor.
He doesn't even need to go to city council meetings because he's planned it all out before.
Yeah, I've studied the way of the mayor hand.
Holding a big pair of scissors, very deadly. It's properly used, it's almost invincible.
In that version of Equilibrium, like the evil Grammaton cleric has his sash and his sword, but instead of a sword, it's just another sash. It's just two sashes. So this is from 2011. So apologies. We're coming to it a bit late.
Listen, all of the little side stories, the Metaculus also works on them. They're in just the order they're supposed to be.
Is this a municipal roundup or no? Is that what's happening?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Really perfunctory yeah that time. Yeah. I feel like your heart wasn't in the yeah.
It's because it's a little roundup.
My heart wasn't in it.
A tiny yeah.
Yeah. So this is Yerevan Mayor Karen Karapetyan continues staff changes at Yerevan City Hall. According to a decision, famous Armenian actor and karate advisor Gore Vardanian was also relieved of his post a year ago. However, then I found another article from more recently on another Armenian news site where Gore Vardanian continues to play a major role as a karate expert in Yerevan City Hall.
I'm not... Okay. I don't know what they've got going on in Armenia besides surprisingly cheap facial feminization surgery, but you have to pay for it by bringing an iPad through customs or whatever. But like, I don't know. I don't know whether they need that in Armenia. I guess with the Azeris, they might do. I also don't know whether this guy's like the Steven Seagal of like Armenia, which I think is a possibility.
Unclear. Also, the Steven Seagal of Armenia may be Steven Seagal.
That is true. Yeah. Given geopolitical trends.
Yeah. So this is an article from A1plus.am. I wonder how our producer Sam is reacting to this. Maybe he'll say, it's bullshit.
Just absolutely pumping.
I hate Gore Vardanian, he might say. Or yes, Gore Vardanian, who I like.
you thought, ye of little faith, you thought that there was no Armenian representation on this podcast, but our editor is. So
yeah.
Bet you feel stupid now.
Yeah, I bet you feel like an idiot. So the drainage system does not work at the crossroads.
Teach all the people in our comment sections who are like sick of this Armenian erasure.
Yeah, we're sick of this podcast not containing some kind of Armenian influence. Well, yeah. Guess what? There's been one the whole time. So, you know, check your privilege. So the drainage system does not work at the crossroads of Ardashayan and Shirak streets in front of the Shirak 18 building. According to one of the villagers, the collected water is becoming swamp and mud. In recent years, some private companies have opened shops and offices in the first floor of their building and have slightly repaired only a bit of it. But there's a need for drainage wells to resolve the problem. Last year, this citizen wrote a letter to Mayor Taryn Margaryan. During a meeting with People for Elections, I gave that letter to Gore Vardanian in the park, and he told me he would give it to Taryn Margaryan.
And he slapped my hand away effortlessly.
Yeah, block.
This is why you want a karate expert in City Hall.
Yeah.
You know, you redirect the political energies of your opponents and use them against them. Right?
I wrote this letter out of wood block and then he broke it right in half.
Yeah. Because the thing is, right, Gore Vardanian seems to be in and out of Yerevan City Hall as karate advisor because Karen Karapetyan fired him in 2011 only for Taryn Margaryan to bring him back in 2017.
I'm raising my hand.
This is back and forth with these people.
I'm raising my hand, which is to ask, why does City Hall need a karate expert?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Great answer. I mean, moving on.
Morale, self-defense in emergencies, fitness.
All right, you know what? I'm satisfied.
Like, I guarantee you there is like a kind of European City Hall that currently employs like a boxer size trainer, right? This is no different.
Yeah, I'm the official jazzercise expert for Lodi City Hall in Italy. So this is the third of the three articles I'm going to read about Gore Vardanian. Gore Vardanian can advise our alliance. Maybe not forever.
I'm going to Google this guy immediately. I need to fix a Gore Vardanian in my mind. Uh-huh.
You need to rotate Gore Vardanian in your mind. Yeah. And then
that's a wide man.
And then he spin kicks you.
Let's all look at Gore Vardanian.
He looks like he could fight me in karate admirably. Very, very intense stare, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the final piece. Gore Vardanian can advise our alliance neither by office nor in practice, said Alan Simonian. Our relationship with Gore Vardanian will be on the minimum. How can I work with Gore Vardanian? Asked whether the cooperation with newly appointed Yerevan city advisor Gore Vardanian will be productive, answered Yerevan City Council block member Alan Simonian. So they're like, we fucking hate this guy. We don't want to work with Gore Vardanian at all.
He looks like they put Vladimir Zelensky on human growth hormone.
I'm dropping a photo in the chat that I found of him, which is him drop kicking a punching bag.
Incredible.
That's so cool.
Which is just, this is maybe the hardest photo I've ever seen of a person in my life.
Jesus Christ.
I'll put this in the show notes.
Like the Transporter 1 poster.
Like, I don't know a person could actually do that.
It turns out they let you do that, yeah.
So Well, despite that ability, asked whether one can say that Mr. Vardanian knows the issues of Yerevan well, judging from his activity and that he'll be able to help the mayor with his office, Mr. Simonian, who is the leader of a party called Yelk, which Y-E-L-Q, which is, you know, in coalition.
I drink plenty of Yelk.
Which was at that time in coalition with Taryn Margaryen. Says, I do not know him, and I do not think we have anything in common. I do not want to give estimations about him, however. I've never met this man, and I do not wish to speak about him.
Who is this mysterious karate master who appears to have deep roots in every Yerevanian city government sequentially?
Well, you know what? Maybe this could... Look, let's speak with Sam about it. Maybe we could elevate Gore Vardanian, or rather, the mayors who love or hate or have no opinion about Gore Vardanian, into a full episode, or at least a medium arcana.
I would be thrilled to hear more about Gore Vardanian.
Yeah. More on, well, more on Gore? Question mark? Stay tuned.
So, more on Gore... or the son of a drug lord. None of the above. Fuck it. Talk about Francis Suarez.